Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our friends over at SWNS.com pulled a bunch of people and asked what they do to feel more awake each morning. And with that, it is time for
The Mentor Top 10. The Mentor Top 10.
Yeah.
The top 10 things that help us wake up in the morning. I vote whiskey.
All right.
Jesus.
Yes. Stoked on this. So what helps you guys wake up in the morning?
Honestly, man, taking a dump.
Not bad.
I feel like it's one of the first orders of business. Like, even before I make coffee, chances are I have released the hound, so to speak. And that's my moment. You know,
masturbation.
What I mean?
No, I'll say going to the gym.
Going to the gym, not bad. Ted, what helps you wake up there, buddy?
Ooh. Well, that's a tough one.
And also screaming
like,
kids.
Going to the gym, obviously, but obviously, I'm kind of a thrill. Like, I chug some water.
Yeah.
Take a poo, and then I generally like, all right, we're
for
waking
me,
up.
Yeah. I don't want to do it, but it's getting the dog outside. You know, he'll pester me until I wake up and I get dressed and I take him outside. But then on that walk out there, that's when I start to get on my...
blood
on my
flows, tire. Fresh air.
I put the clothes on immediately before I talk myself out of it.
Yeah, I know.
For the gym. And then I drink the water out of the water fountain at the gym because I'm still thirsty. If I do it at home, I'd be like, oh, I'll just hang out here for a minute.
Right. And that's really the biggest bellyache.
And then the next thing you know, 45 minutes have gone by, and I'm...
Right. And the biggest bellyache of it all is just getting dressed. I sleep in nothing but my boxers. So if I had clothes on, I'd roll out of bed, throw some shoes on, strap up the dog, and away we go. But now I got to find my pants wherever they're laying down over there. Do I get the comfy ones? Do I grab the socks out of the dirty clothes?
It's just on the weekend. I want to sleep, man. And to be fair, it was my son's birthday Sunday. He had his birthday party Saturday. But on Sunday... I wake up to his voice. I'm alone in bed. He's standing at the foot of the bed.
What?
He goes, Dad, I know it's early. And when he says I know it's early, I kind of scan my eyes up and look at the clock. It's 6:50 a.m.
Ooh, buddy.
And he goes, but could you do me a favor? Come on, I'm sick. But could you get up anyway? And for a second, I forget that it's his birthday. Again, because the party was the day before. Mm-hmm. And I'm about to chase him out of the room. Then I'm like... Sure, man, sure, because I realized it's his birthday. Just so he could open his gifts, he did. I was back in bed by 7:30.
Take a deep breath.
Right. Yeah, I really want to open this stuff.
Oh, so here are the 10 things that help us...
I was going to say, coffee, too.
Coffee, not a bad call at all. 10 things that help us wake up in the morning. Number 10, put some music on.
Yeah,
that will. There's a lot of people that their alarm is either their iTunes, their Spotify. Sometimes it's just the morning radio that they're going to put on.
Yeah, Jim's got the tunes jamming.
Yeah.
Learn what the young people enjoy.
Oh, lordy.
I was going to say, I usually watch some type of sporting something in the morning. Sports Center or a replay of Get Up or something.
There you go. Number 9, have a glass of juice.
That does help, man.
Just
if I start
sugar.
With a glass of orange, I can't explain it. Man, I don't know. You feel it like, course through all your veins.
About I'm to like, say, what would be the juice
good,
that you would
choose?
It's
a good sugar jump. Orange juice.
Orange juice?
Actually, if I have my druthers, probably pineapple juice, man.
Not bad,
It's
man.
Just not something you always have. We always have orange juice. There's nothing wrong with orange juice. But when I have pineapple juice, I'm like... Damn, this is
always
good.
Tastes good when you're on vacation too. Someplace hot,
That's when I have pineapple juice when we're on vacation. Almost every day.
So good.
I like orange juice, but I might go apple.
Really?
Yeah,
I'm cranberry guy.
Cranberry.
Ooh, I love a cranberry.
I like it'd be cut with like grape or something.
What about mango?
Mango on three
different occasions.
I'm a mango guy.
Yeah, in Mexico, man, it's just because it's on the menu everywhere. So I'm like, you know what, let me do it. Oh my God, I'm like,
it's amazing.
So good.
There's only like 9 million varieties of mango too. So you get like different flavors out of mango.
Top 10 things that help us wake up in the morning. Number 8, Miles. There you go. Exercise.
Sure.
Just getting moving.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna exercise.
I'll tell you what. That's one good thing about having an animal. If you have a dog.
Mm-hmm.
It forces you to go out and get a little bit, walk around the block,
to
do all those things, regardless of what the weather is. So if it's raining and crabby like it was this morning, you still have to get on the elements. You still have to figure out what the day is going to be. But by the time you get back, you know, the dog's got his steps moved up. So is yours.
Right. So there you go.
I don't know if this is on your list, but someone here says Adderall.
Oh, God. I just want to know.
Yeah. When
Let's
you
get
know
it
you got to go to the mall.
Number 7, make your bed. You know, they say
I make my bed. It doesn't help. Yeah, right. It's just something you do.
They say to do that so that you can feel, you know, you've accomplished something during the day. I don't want to do it first thing as I walk out of bed. That is not.
I used to get excited as a kid to get into a made bed.
Sure,
but it's always better when someone else makes it.
Well, sure.
So yeah, so now I get excited about clean sheet day.
Yes,
I'm like clean sheet night. This is a big deal.
I mean, I make mine, but I feel like it's after I've showered and stuff.
Yeah, it's one of the.
I feel like if I'm going to get up and start moving around or go to the gym, like I do all that, then come back and shower, and like, all right, let's make the bed and get going.
There you go. These are the 10 things that help us wake up in the morning. Number 6, go for a walk. Miles, as you said, got a dog. It really helps. Honestly, a half mile is all you need. Go out there and just put 15 minutes
I'll walk to the gym. That's how I get there.
There you go. Yeah. Bingo.
Somebody here says, open the drapes, the blinds. It helps me wake up.
Not bad at all. Mm-hmm. I'd love a coffee shop that's within walking distance of my apartment.
Boom. I wouldn't because I'd spend more money.
Got that.
Yeah, I would, but it's something that'll just, it gets you out, it gets you moving. It's accomplishment. You've earned that coffee when you sit down and you
have
it.
Right, yeah. There's definitely that aspect.
And you don't need the big
one. Where you live.
Yeah, fair enough.
There's a Starbucks on my corner. Like, I didn't earn that coffee. I just walked up there and got one.
I'd say so, Ted.
Like walking to work, it's like, all right, we earned some coffee.
Sure.
Number 5, open a window.
Mm-hmm.
Not a bad call at all. Some of us sleep with windows open.
Mine's open a lot.
And you know, just that fresh air blowing in, just kind of... Get the stimulation going. These are the 10 things that help us wake up in the morning. Number 4, do some stretching.
I do that at the gym.
Stretching.
Stretch my forearms.
Yeah, exactly. My chest.
Water, yeah. Like I said, like getting up and just, I don't know. I'm always thirsty when I wake up.
Is that why a lot of people do yoga in the morning?
Probably. I mean, you've got to get your blood flowing. You're stretching everywhere, right?
It's that, and some people like... Like, I'm just one of those people. If I go to the gym, if I go before work, it's fine. But like, when I get home, like... I never want to go.
No.
No, you just put in work.
Yeah. Right.
In fact, it's funny. My wife told me today, she's working on something at home, and she's like, hey, when you get home from work tonight, I need your help. And in my head, I'm just like, it's the worst time. We did it in the morning, like, because you set your mind to go to work.
Right.
I'm very businesslike when I get up in the morning, man. Things are done by a certain time, etc. Like, I can help you. Even, like, when you go home and the kids need help with homework, it's like, I can never tell them this, but... It'd be better if you just waited till the morning.
Mm-hmm. Just reading the text.
I'd be much more apt to want to help.
That's the best part about being an adult is generally not having homework.
Yes, until your kids do.
Exactly. Just reading the text.
Or you got to roast Migs.
He says, you know what's a great juice? It's called Pog. Have you guys ever had Pog?
Pomegranate juice?
No. It is pineapple, orange, and guava, I believe.
Ooh, that sounds good.
It is phenomenal. I love this juice. Okay. Yes, it's an absolute sugar bomb. I grew up on that stuff, man. Love it.
That's one thing you have to remember. Juice is not the best thing in the world for you. But if you have 8 ounces in the morning when you start your day... Then there's nothing wrong with it.
Right.
It's like anything else. If you want pancakes in the morning for breakfast, that is the right time to have carbohydrates and sugar.
Exactly.
I would not recommend that at 8 o'clock at night.
No.
But it's called in cake. The morning, right.
Number 3, force yourself out of bed as soon as your alarm goes off.
Easier, I'm pretty good about that.
Depends on where you are.
Easier said than done.
I just do it. And look, my alarm is typically either the kids or the wife, right? Because everyone just gets up. But when they say, hey, it's time to get up, I just get up.
Right.
I'm going to be grumpy about it. I'm not going to be happy about it. I'm never a morning person. I will never be a morning person, but I'm like, just get up.
You're not going to get those last 5 minutes. You're not going to get that last hour. Get your ass out of bed. That's it. There you go.
That one I do, but not on purpose. I'm usually just like, alarm.
Right.
Time to get going.
And also, once the dog knows I'm awake, there's no chance you can relax after that.
Well, plus, also, what's your kind of, like, for me, once I, like, wake up, like, I might wake up at, like, 4:30 or 5 and kind of half asleep. I can go back, but, like, if I wake up, my eyes are open, it's like, all right, let's just get up.
If I wake up at 4:30, I'm like, I have 2 hours.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But if I'm going back to bed.
But if it's, like, 6:30, like, I can lay here, but I'm not falling back asleep.
Not all the way.
Right.
Number 2, take a hot shower. It says, or if you really need to wake up, take a cold shower.
Yeah, take a cold one.
Right. The recommendation is hot shower at night if you're going to shower after your stink of the day. But if you're showering in the morning earlier in the day, cooler shower.
Do both. Get it hot, lather yourself up, and then when you want to rinse off, when you get back in, just go freezing cold and you'll get the hell out of there quick.
That is a fact.
You won't putz around in there.
I use showers.
With the cold rinse, man, you're out.
Yeah, I use showers all the time, especially... Like, they're great during the week.
Yeah.
But, like, especially, let's say you had a hard Friday night. Sometimes that Saturday morning shower really saves you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, dude.
Get it going.
Hands down, is the number one thing that will help you wake up in the morning. the tried and true method. Everybody knows it. Brew yourself a nice hot cup of coffee.
Okay. Oh, I'm surprised the smell of bacon didn't get on there.
That's somebody else waking up
in
the morning.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Somebody started cooking it for you.
Someone else has gotten up.
Where are you waking up at?
Well, I'm just saying, you smell bacon, you're like, oh, screw it, I'm going to get up.
You said like the bacon timer, like you do your coffee pot?
Ooh.
It smells like breakfast bacon out timer. There.
We actually set that up through the air fryer. Probably does have a timer on it.
God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.